Hey everyone, I'm your host Vanessa Lachey.
And obviously I'm Nick Lachey.
Welcome to the Love is Blind reunion.
Yeah!
Hey.
Hi there.
Hi. We're reunion?
Yes. Reuniting here.
Here we are.
With our Blind I Do's family.
Oh, it's been forever.
It has. Hi, guys.
So good to see you guys again.
It's Nate Wood and Candace Helm with Blind I Do's, the Love is Blind recap show.
Recapping the reunion.
Yes.
Is this meta? Is that...
I don't know, but it did feel good to have the family all back together.
It was so good to see everyone. Mm-hmm.
And seeing Nick and Vanessa actually talk with the contestants and be in the same room as them.
Sure.
We have mixed reviews on that.
Yes, we do.
We sure do. I mean, if only this reunion had been in our hands.
Oh, could you imagine?
We have a lot of thoughts. We'll get into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, let's dive in.
It was fun.
It was fun.
It was good. It was like a lot of things we wanted to know about. We heard about a lot of updates.
Yeah, I wanted a little bit more.
I wanted a lot more.
I do too. Can we do a third and fourth reunion?
Please.
Yeah. There's so many more questions I have. But anyway, so Nick and Vanessa and the whole cast is there. All the engaged couples from the pods. And they start by asking, okay, by raise of hands, who is single?
Raise your hand if you're single.
And who raises their hands? We have Diamond, Mark, Jessica, Kelly, and Carlton.
So then, everyone.
Yeah, the majority.
I thought these are relationship people. They'll all be in relationships.
You did. You predicted they'll all be in relationships.
Kelly raised her hand? No.
No.
Okay.
She's single. She's single, right?
No, she's not single. She's dating someone from the wedding.
No. She's currently single. She did date somebody from the wedding.
Oh, I missed all that.
During this year.
Okay.
Yeah, but she's one of the single crowd.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then which of our couples are still together? Well, there are only two couples, so.
And they're still together.
And they're still together.
Well, there was like a teaser there. It was like, they were like, who got engaged and is still together? Who didn't get engaged and is still together, right?
Or married.
Oh, married.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then who's in a relationship was what they said.
Okay.
That's
okay.
What they said. He said, which of our couples who got married are still together? Now, raise of hands, who's in a relationship? This is where you predicted everyone would raise their hand because they're relationship people.
Yeah, but they're not.
But apparently they're not. There was more not in relationships than in relationships. So we had Kenny, Gigi, and Damien. So then you see this, like, Gigi and Damien are sitting by each other. They both raise their hands, and I'm just like, wait, what?
No.
Say it ain't so.
No.
I had heard, like, a rumor of this briefly last week, and I was like, I totally dismissed it because I didn't see it anywhere else, and I just didn't believe it. I was like, no way. And it's the truth.
Yeah.
Damien and Gigi back together.
Despite what's best for both of them, here we are.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But I do give it to him. Like, I was surprised. I was genuinely surprised by that reveal.
Yeah, same.
So that felt really fun.
Yeah, we talked a little bit two days ago about, oh, there's, like, no spoilers, really, because we've only known for a few weeks. Well, there was a big spoiler
that
right there.
That was a big spoiler.
Yeah.
So bravo.
They did a good job.
Bravo.
They did a good job.
Okay. So then they go into just check-ins with everyone. Okay, what have you been doing? This is where it became really obvious to me of some bad editing.
Bad editing, yeah.
Yeah, it felt like I wanted more and they would just be cut off really.
You could tell they were cutting
abruptly.
It.
Abruptly, yeah. I don't know if anyone else noticed that, but it was like, hey, yeah, I do. Like, we've been along this process with them. I want to know, like, what have you been doing for the past year? And we got little snippets. So, Kelly...
Here's a theme real quick before you dive too deep here that's going to come up for me for the next 45 minutes while we talk about this. I wanted less Nick and Vanessa and more of the cast. And this is like a prime example of where we could have cut out Nick and Vanessa's reactions to 100 questions and just given me more of this. I want to know where they're at.
That's yes, you're right. Because it was like it would all of a sudden just cut. Like Kelly would be mid, like very, and just ending a thought.
Like me editing the podcast where you're like, well, that was obvious.
And then it would go right back to Nick and Vanessa. Nick and Vanessa. Nick and Vanessa.
Yeah. It was driving me nuts. I'm sure I'm the only one, but it was driving me insane.
Yeah. So we find out Kelly she talks about a number of career transitions. She's no longer with Beachbody. Or is she with Beachbody? I don't know. I follow her and it just is like some generic health something that she's promoting.
It's not one of these like Young Living
it
or
could be.
doTERRA.
It's so vague to me that I just don't care. So number of career transitions, most likely just different MLM jumping.
Yeah, yeah.
I assume.
Yeah. Do you think her whole downline goes with her or is she just like solo making these moves?
That's a really good question.
I hope she's at the top of one of these pyramids. I really do.
Oh, I hope so too.
Come on, Kelly.
Yeah. Then she said she dated her best friend, who happened to have been at Kenny and Kelly's wedding.
Oh, was he also maybe at a conference in San Diego, Kelly?
Oh,
is that maybe where you met this best friend?
He's a Beachbody rep. So they dated, but they're not dating now. She talked about some self-growth that she's had in the past year.
She, I pointed this out to Candace during the episode, is wearing a giant diamond on her right-hand ring finger. Which, I don't know, is that like a thing? A promise ring thing?
I don't know.
No?
No. It could just be an heirloom from her grandmother.
Just some accessories.
From my grandma. Yeah. But I like speculating. But no, she was definitely single.
Okay.
Very single. And Kenny is very not single. He was almost gloating.
I loved it.
Could not be doing better were his words.
He said, I don't want to sugarcoat it. You're using that phrase wrong. But I could not be doing better.
But he did give credit that the experience allowed him to find who he really was. He has the best girlfriend ever.
Yo, this is a common theme of everyone being like, the show helped me become a better version of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That came up a lot.
Yes.
I thought that was really cool.
Yes, a lot of self-reflection and growth and appreciative of the experience, which I've been appreciative of the experience. So, if Vanessa and Nick are wondering, I can tell you about my my gratitude for the show. So then Amber and Barnett, they're doing great. They're learning about themselves. Oh, I love this bit. It just endeared me to Amber even more. They moved because the house they were in was haunted.
Oh my God, yeah. How Amber is this?
Dead serious.
Yep.
Dead serious. And then the demons like followed them, but the bad spirits followed them into another house. And I just wanted to hear more about that.
Yeah, yeah. And then they followed them into Barnett's jacket that he wore on the show tonight. Was it? I'm sorry. I've been getting my Messica on tonight. I've had a few beverages, and so I'm going to have like less of a filter than usual. But yeah, yes. I didn't love the jacket he was wearing.
No, I didn't either.
Thank you for validating me.
Did say, hey, I might like it in person.
You're right. I did say, it looks bad on TV, but, you know, maybe in person it's not that bad.
It looked fun, like maybe like a night in Vegas.
Here's what I appreciate is that he was like trying.
Yes.
Kenny looked like my dad.
Yes.
Wearing
anything that's different for a man. Like that was like, I loved Carlton so much. Like anyone with some style or willing to take any fashion risks.
Yeah.
From a male perspective.
Speaking of Carlton, his jacket tonight was.
Oh, spot on.
It. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, they've got a haunted house, some demons following them.
Sorry to derail.
I loved that. And then, let's see. Oh, okay. Jessica. What's Jessica coming up to? Well, she mentioned there were a lot. It was really rough for her to watch this back. And it felt very genuine. A lot of cringe-worthy moments. She mentioned, I think, all of America was cringing along with her watching it. She said she went home to Chicago for some months to heal, and now she's living in L.A., and she is dating again, but not dating anyone exclusively.
Not like in a relationship.
Not in a relationship.
Here's the thing about Jessica. Like, incredibly self-aware tonight. I have a ton of respect for how she showed up with, like, a little bit of remorse and embarrassment about drinking too much and some of the things she said and how she handled. And we kind of hinted at this throughout the season, but, you know, there's a lot of stress in being in this weird relationship, living with someone you don't know, the honeymoon, the cameras, the producers. And she kind of like hinted at, I said some things that even I didn't like believe. So I don't know why I said them. So we saw some of that. I thought she was really self-aware. I thought her Botox looked great. Like she got that maybe last week and
yeah,
it was looking
prime.
Brand new. Yeah.
What, 7 days ago, exactly. This was refreshing to me. Okay. And I'm going to keep saying this, I feel like she redeemed herself in the end, and I have a soft spot for her. I had a soft spot from her from the beginning when she walked out on Burnett in the pods. I remember we discussed this. You were like,
I still disagree.
Yeah, but there's something about her, and it's not a super popular opinion, but I think I was really impressed by her reacting this way, because you see so much on reality TV shows like this, people getting defensive. We just saw the After the Rose ceremony. Mm. No, sorry. The Women Tell All with Batch, and it's just these girls just get on the defensive about their behavior when they're watching it back. Yeah. And she just didn't
She
at
was
all.
Like, I'm embarrassed. She I couldn't even watch it.
She owned every piece of
agree,
it.
Agree. Agree. If anything, that's the most redeeming thing she's done. I'm not on the she redeemed herself walking down the aisle to break this dude's heart train. But I thought tonight was like, yeah, she seemed really real.
Yeah, she did. She did. And it was just, it just felt really vulnerable and real to watch.
Is she, are you still a box, Jessica? Like my stock, we're tanking. The stock is tanking. We need help. What are you doing right now?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so then Carlton, what's Carlton doing? He talks a lot about some self-reflection. He wanted to preserve his personal space. This yep. was funny. Okay, Carlton, if anyone's been following him on social media.
I was going to say, tell them what you were just telling me about.
Yes, he is like, oh, Carlton. He's, everybody gives Gigi has a bad reputation for being drama. I am like, no, Carlton is the one with drama. Everything feels like a show and just over emotional.
Tonight, especially. Here's the thing about Gigi. I think we don't give her, she is like first generation immigrant. She speaks perfect English with no accent. And so you don't think about that. And she's blonde and she doesn't look foreign, but she's like Venezuelan. And so a lot of what comes up with the, I think it's cultural, like her emotion and being so over the top. I think it's like really cultural and we don't give her enough credit for that. And we give her a hard time.
Yeah.
Your dude this Carlton is like
over the top. Oh my gosh. And like I said, if you guys follow him on social media, when the show came out, he got on social media, made a big announcement like, I'm back. And then yesterday or today, he puts a big announcement like, I'm off of social media. Goodbye. And so it was just funny because he talked about preserving his personal space and he was still doing a lot of processing. So you can just tell, to be honest, Carlton just feels really he has a lot of demons that he's fighting, or he just feels like a really torn individual.
It's a weird dynamic because he seems really genuine and really over the top. And I don't know how both of those things can be true at the same time, but
yeah.
He does feel like he's genuinely trying to express himself, but he's like so extra. He's so dramatic that it's like hard to believe what he's saying to us.
I think the word is conflicted.
Mm.
He feels conflicted. Mm. And so to us, it's conflicting.
Okay.
Even his just behavior.
I like that breakdown. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get more into that because we spend a lot of, the reunion spends a lot of time there. G and Damien.
Mm.
So they're together.
God damn
but
it.
But they gave us nothing here. I wanted to know when. So last episode I mentioned I had read an interview from Gigi that it took her 9 months to recover from the heartbreak.
Is it because 9 months later she's back with him?
That's what I'm guessing. She couldn't reveal that then, but I'm looking. I wanted them to
say, hey, Nick, Vanessa, maybe ask a question here. Like, we're dying to know when they got back together. What does that look like? How did they even, did somebody text or call? Like, tell us that story.
I'm curious if they got together as recent as watching the show. Because think of watching the show and all of those emotions coming back up again.
And then you're like, hey, you
hey,
up?
Hey, we're... I feel like that could have happened. Tell us.
I think you're right. Yeah. I'm gonna be extra critical of Nick and Vanessa tonight because I want their job. But also, so we talk a lot during the season about how MAFS is a good comparison for the show. And we compare that a lot, right? Well, in MAFS, they do this. And so it looks like this on this show. Tonight, I thought it felt like the reunion shows for Real Housewives. So all I can think is, I wish Bravo Andy is sitting in the middle of this group, moderating this debate, because he does such a good job of getting the conversation going and then disappearing and letting us just experience the characters, which is like all I wanted tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's probably not fair to compare them, but that's what I wanted. I wanted Bravo Andy to start a conversation and then disappear. And instead, we just got them constantly interjecting themselves. Andy, here's... I said this to you during the show, and I'm going to say it now, and maybe I'll cut this later, but Bravo Andy is a fan of Real Housewives, and so he's asking the questions that fans want to ask. Mm. And I feel like Nick and Vanessa are just like, I don't know, producers of the show, and so they're like a little removed, like senior management at your job right now. They're just not in the weeds, and they just don't know the things that matter to you. And I wanted them to be more connected to the cast and want to ask these questions.
Mm. Part of it, too, is the timing of the show. So Nick and Vanessa were with them 14 months ago filming and apparently had some interaction. And then you wait a whole year and then it pops out again. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, part of it's not like living. They're not living and breathing it. And they just had to jump back into it. Where Bravo Andy, it's different. It's like living and breathing a number of different.
He's texting those women every night. He's like talking to these ladies all the time. I'm trying to say girls less because we got some feedback there. And so,
yes, thank you for that feedback.
Yeah, it was really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, appreciate that. That is what keeps coming up for me. And I'll probably harp on that a little bit about how Andy would handle some of these situations a little bit better, or how, you know, we might handle these situations a little bit better.
But you just let them go. Yeah. Let them riff between each other. Let them express.
And if you're going to dive in here. Like, the fans want to know when they got back together.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And that's why I'm wondering, did they dive in and just got cut?
Oh, that's a good point. Because we saw some bad editing tonight.
So maybe it's the editing. I don't know. Let's see, Diamond. So Diamond's working on her PhD.
Wow, good.
Yeah. Hey,
get it, girl.
Yeah. She looked great. She talked about, like, how hard it was to open up to the world. And then you're just out there and just coping with all of this. I mean, this is a lot for these people. And you could see that in this reunion show.
Absolutely.
Like, just dealing with backlash and opinions and... Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine.
It seemed like a lot with Diamond and Carlton tonight. It felt like they were both kind of what could have been.
Mm.
Was that coming up for you at all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like that a lot for me. And some resentment that got kind of handled a little bit. Do we want to dive into that now?
Yeah, let's do it.
So Carlton goes a little over the top like he usually does.
Yeah.
Where he just wants to propose kind of as an apology, which I thought was like... a noble thing to do. He kind of was a dick during the show and blew up about... Yo, she mentioned she's been getting, like, a lot of hate about being homophobic. When we talked about this on our podcast, I don't think that's what it was at all.
No.
She seemed really open to being understanding and even moving forward with the relationship. He got ultra defensive.
He would disrespected her, and she brings it up
turned
tonight.
Into an
she's
ugly
like, I
fight.
Cannot get over that. It was very disrespectful.
It was an ugly fight. They're both probably a little bit ashamed of some of the things they said.
Yeah. They both said that. Yeah.
And
they had to relive the fight at the pool.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It was ugly.
Mm-hmm.
But then Carlton showed up tonight and he's like, yo, I'm sorry. Look, I fell for you. And mm-hmm. I think we could have a really special friendship. And I want to, like, just start over fresh. And Diamond seemed, like, not that open to it initially. But then you could kind of see her walls come down. And it, like, changed her dynamic on the show. It changed, like, how she was showing up. And so I thought that was kind of...
She did soften, huh?
A lot.
Because initially she said, no matter what, I can't get over that.
I could never let that go.
And she talked specifically how they had to make contact with each other so they could even be in the same room for this reunion.
They weren't ready for that.
They weren't ready.
Year and a half later, they weren't ready for that.
She still held a lot against him.
But then that softened her a ton, yeah.
Mm.
At the end, I almost found myself being like, I wonder if she...
You said that. You're like, is she falling for him? Like, is
she's like into... He was like making a point about something and she was like smiling and leaning and nodding a little bit. And I thought, oh, she's like kind of in. She's like here for it again.
Yeah.
Yo, and Diamond, your weave looked like good as shit tonight. So don't let Carlton ever shake you like that again. It looked good. PhD, fam. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Good for her.
She's probably relieved this... Or would... I wonder if she would like this whole wave of Love is Blind to go away. Like, she may be relieved that, like, this
it's
first
like wrapping
big...
Up.
Yeah, that's wrapping up. I say that she's relieved now, but I'm thinking there's going to be a lot of residual on this show,
yeah,
like we talked about.
Yeah.
It just feels like that. If I was her, I would want it to go away.
Same, yeah.
You know?
We've given, like, Diamond and Carlton so much
okay,
tonight,
sorry.
And they're like, not even,
they
let's
are.
Go.
And, but the show did. I mean, the
they
reunion
did.
Show
right.
did.
Well, it's like good drama. It's
it
good
was
drama.
Good drama.
I've been talking to Damon. Damon, what's up? Good reaching out tonight. Appreciate you. About Amber and Jessica being like a lot of drama on the show and like kind of what's driving. He's binging right now, right? Catching up. And so it's like fun to relive it with him.
Yeah.
Diamond and Carlton were like a lot of drama. They were like a lot of good content for the show. And so you could see why I would come up in the reunion.
Yes. And they, out in social media after when the show was playing, they
leaned in.
Mm-hmm, they did. And people leaned into that. So it just became a thing. And
but we like, yo, two things to clear up. Yo, Carlton, no one, yo, at least here, we're allies. We're not hating on you for your sexual preference. You were a little bit of a dick in the fight. And that's kind of what gave you some backlash. I know that's why you disappeared from social media now. And Diamond, like, we didn't see you as homophobic at all.
No.
Like, there was just like a weird dynamic there of coming and being willing to accept and then the fight and then it blew up. So we wish you both the best. There's no like cancellation here or hate or whatever might come out of that. But yeah.
To be honest, they were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I loved having on the show. It was sad to see them go.
Tonight, I kind of wish it worked out because they were good characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I appreciated Nick and Vanessa kept like thanking everyone for showing up, but I did appreciate that they were both there, that everybody showed up tonight because it was awkward. And they showed up really vulnerable and willing to share real feelings.
Yep, yep.
Even though Carlton may have been over the top, to me it felt genuine.
Genuine and over the top, somehow both, yeah.
Somehow both. So let's, okay. Going into awkward, Barnett. So let's do Barnett and Amber.
Okay.
So they replay Barnett's, like, connection.
Being in love with a few girls, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this was, watching this was interesting. So Amber's face and body language when they're replaying him talking about.
She's like leaned out.
I really like, he's like specifically talking about Jessica. And Amber is just whale.
He says in the quote, Jessica is my number one right now.
Oh yeah, I hate
that. And that's
that.
Like, they had been kind of like touching. They'd had some hard conversations, right? And mm-hmm. you could see Barnett kind of being supportive, like leaning in and touching and rubbing Amber, like being like, yo, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
And then
during this,
that she leans all the way away and it's like, oh, this is like hard.
It would be hard.
It would be so hard.
Yeah. And you just automatically carry that and have to watch it in front of these people and relive that. I can totally see where Amber's
coming
from. And
it feels like right now, all over again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But he did talk about like, hey, he'd been emotionally empty the past few years, not super good with girls. So I think he went in a little bit, maybe needy.
Mm. That's interesting. Okay.
Because he did say, when we talked about on our podcast Tuesday, hey, he mentioned, like, I wish they would have shown the real connections
I had. The connections I was making, yeah.
Like, he said, I was emotionally empty. He goes in, like, needing a lot.
Gets that canteen filled
and
a little bit.
And he was getting that.
Yeah.
And so.
So it's hard to pick.
Yeah.
And all
and
these
it
people.
It is what it was.
All these people had real connections. Yo, a big shock for me, we're going to get to this later, was, like, how many people dated Lauren for so long.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Damien talks about up until the day she got engaged, they were talking every single day. So we just didn't see that for the other people.
No.
And for whatever reason, they decided to show us that with Barnett.
They did.
Which feels unfair to him.
It does.
Unfair to Amber in this setting now. Now, later looking back, it feels unfair.
It makes their relationship so much harder.
Yeah.
And
they talk a lot about how hard
that.
It was.
And
yeah.
Like, let's say Lauren didn't have to, Cameron doesn't have to relive what Lauren and Damien were
exactly.
doing.
Exactly.
Really good point. Really good point.
Oh, thank you.
Amber gets the floor.
Oh, I love this. Can we give, we'll play this quote, yeah?
We will play this quote.
Bitch, you're shiesty. You're so fake. Coming to my face like we were cool. You are so fake.
She goes ham on Jessica.
She does. And we loved every minute of it,
Preach.
Yeah. Seriously, so she, the best is when she's doing this, Barnett's face.
Oh, he's like looking down, he can't, yeah.
But still he's touching her, like, hey, I'm here, but oh my gosh, I wish I didn't have to be.
Yeah, that felt like for the first half of the reunion, that was a lot of what was going on with the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Amber, you look great. Her hair? You like the blonde?
I love the blonde.
Oh, me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she looks fabulous. And I thought she handled herself really well. You know, she had some things to say, and she had the right to say them. And Jessica, I think, responded in the right way, too. Jessica just feels dumb.
I thought she showed up great tonight.
Yeah.
I thought Amber, here's what I love about Amber. All season, and especially tonight, she's blunt. She has little to no filter, like me, after 4 805s. And she just says, like, yo, this is what is happening for me, and this is why, and... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I appreciate her just being like blunt and honest and open.
And that was the beef she had with Jessica. So when it came down to it, they said, well, you're going to accept her apology. And she was like, I accept the intent.
Mm.
The least she could have done and been honest and upfront. So I think we see that Amber values bluntness.
And she is like that, yeah.
And she is like that. And it was just the fact that Jessica wasn't saying, hey, she would have, like, I think Amber would have, if she, just, she wanted Jessica to just come up and be like, hey, I still have feelings for Barnett.
If Jessica had done that, Amber would have more respect. I think you're absolutely right.
She'd be like, oh,
you're so spot on. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how Jessica could have ever done that.
Yeah, because Amber would have killed her.
But that was that was the piece.
Yeah.
If she just wanted honesty and her to be upfront.
Yeah, she talks a little bit about how even in the house, all the women were so supportive of each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like women power, and we're all like in this weird spot, and we all want to support each other. And then Jessica's like dating Barnett, and she's dating Barnett, and she's like, yo, that's okay. I still love and support you. Let's just not talk about the dates, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, that seems like a fair request. Like, hey, we're in this. Like, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was it. I think viewers were looking for that interaction. They wanted to see what was going to happen between Jessica and Amber, right?
You are shicey. Oh, I love it. I love it. Preach, Amber, preach. The best, though, is, yes, Amber's right. She was shicey and she was disingenuous. And Jessica also saw that in herself. And that's why, like, I came around on Jessica tonight. I really did.
Yes. Jessica, she didn't fight back. She really just felt dumb. Like, yeah. She was like, I'm sorry.
I couldn't even watch.
She couldn't. Mm. And she even said, I have a note here that she said, she was like, I think she felt dumb, but she did say, I was just happy to participate in an experience that worked for people.
She did say that.
So she's almost like, hey, yeah, it made me look like an idiot, but these people found love and there's something really good
and I got to be a part of it.
About
it was
that.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, and I just thought, okay.
Yeah.
I hope the best for her.
I do too. Look, I'm so insecure that when somebody like April reaches out and says, Nate, I like your laugh on the podcast, it makes my life, right?
I'm thanks,
like
April.
Giddy for hours. And so if people were doing what they did to Jessica, to me, it would kill
just
me.
Tear you apart.
It would kill me. Yeah. I would go into a cave of depression. And so I'm really impressed with how Jessica handled it.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for her. Okay. So, this was a question that I wanted more of too. They asked who surprised you the most about what they looked like. So now everybody's kind of dated everybody and then they end up getting to see each other. I think for the first time when they're all at the resort in Mexico. Mm-hmm. I remember us bringing that up after that episode. Mm-hmm. But they said, who were you the most surprised by?
And everyone said Lauren. Everyone loves Lauren.
Because I think they loved Lauren's personality.
Think of how fun
Kenny
she is.
Kenny liked her, Damien liked her, and I think they were surprised at how hot she was.
She's so fun, and she's like quirky and relatable and down to earth, and then you meet her and you're like, oh my God, you're a model. Yeah. All the dudes, yeah. Every single dude. And then Cameron's just like awkwardly touching her and like, yo, my goofy ass one, what's up? I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah, I wanted to hear from everyone on this.
Like, yeah.
So Diamond said Mark.
Yeah, she said Mark. She's like, Mark's like really good looking.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick was like, hey, you're both single. And I was like, hey, that's the best thing that anyone has said all night of the two hosts. Good work, guys.
Yeah.
Lean in there a little bit.
Anyway, so that was kind of fun. And we were like, okay, tell us more. Like, what else? Who else are you surprised by?
That's when we found out Damien and Kenny dated Lauren for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I wish we'd have seen some of that because it's...
Yeah. We just listened to... So Allison sent us a link to this great interview with the creator.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he
said...
But
wait, there's more. Is that the name of the podcast?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I should share it. I'll like share it on Instagram or something.
Yeah.
We are on Instagram, by the way.
Follow us. Blind.i.dudes.
That's right. But it's great insight. But he goes, we could have had 20 hours of content just in pods.
Yeah.
He goes, you wouldn't believe. It was like movies and TV storylines playing out inside a pod. Crying and laughing and staying up all night and falling asleep. And so there was so much happening there that we just didn't get to see.
Which brings up an excellent point. Not to harp on the Bravo nailing the recap show and these guys dropping the ball, but... Show me some of that. Show me some of the unseen footage. We have hours of good content.
Oh my
gosh. Give me some of that.
Yes. It would have been fun to throw it into some of these.
Show me. Yo, don't give me Damien giving the shitty Yoda impression. Show me it. We have it.
Yeah, you're right.
Show me it.
The only clips they showed was stuff that was actually
We'd already seen it.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Mm. Okay. Damien and Gigi.
Okay.
So we do get more time with them talking about their relationship. But what they did here is they just like relived their relationship on the show. Talking about their engagement and the pods and some of the... Just
the,
reliving
the
it.
The altar and her being like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Our quote from the episode. Take back your bow, which I love so much. But stick to that, Gigi.
Yeah,
this
I just feel
brick
so
wall?
Disappointed that they're back together.
Me
that's
too.
So rude. I just can't. Anyways, I did like, Nick asked about her proposing to him.
Mm.
And were you planning on doing that? And she was like, no, I really wasn't planning on doing that. But he kept talking about he wanted to find his equal. And I do, I do think this is pretty cool.
Okay, yeah,
you
yeah.
know, and how when he did propose, like she stepped in and proposed back and.
Yeah,
it was
cool.
Fun to see that again. And she did say, he gets me, you know, he sees me and he gets me.
Yeah, just imagine if it were a dude who had more, I don't know, personality, looks.
Her family loves him. You know, I don't know. It's something. Something's there. But they did talk about they just weren't ready at the time, so they needed to get to know each other at their own pace, and that's why the relationship's working now.
What was really interesting about this segment, despite his terrible part that went all the way to the back of his forehead, was him being, I expect her to say I don't.
Yes!
That caught me off guard.
Yes! So that was the thing. They talked about how they both agreed, right, that they were on the same page.
We're walking away this no matter what.
We're walking away together, but we're not getting married. That was what they agreed to.
She said, I do.
And she says, I do.
Well, she just loved him.
She did. I think she got up there and was like, here we are. Like, I love you. If we're going to walk away, let's walk away married. And then he just broke her heart, just crushed her.
But not enough, because now they're still together.
He said he wouldn't do anything differently.
Oof.
Which I was like, really? But then he did.
Nothing? No regrets?
He ends up saying that he wished he'd hadn't hurt to hurt her like that.
He didn't want to hurt her like that because of where we are today,
yeah.
I wouldn't have changed anything then.
Mm-hmm. It's the hardest decision he'd ever made.
I wanted Nick and Vanessa to ask if he still had his job. Like, the fans want to know, is the Piggly Wiggly still your number one employer right now? Or you follow him on Instagram, he's slinging vitamins? What's going on right now? I don't know.
I mean, I'm following him, but he doesn't really post much.
He posts about his lady boys.
Oh, yes.
Guys, use commas. They're important.
Thank you for reminding me about that. And then just one shirtless selfie is the
only word?
It's like burned in my brain.
Yeah? Is that good?
You guys know what I'm talking about, right? It's burned in our brains. No, it's not good.
Mm.
I'm sorry. I'm not into him.
He looked, he's aged like 10 years in the last year. No?
Yeah, he did.
I'm critical tonight. I've had some drinks. I'm sorry, but I'm just saying these things. He dressed like a dad, and he looked like he's aged 15 years the last 14 months.
Mm. Well, I hope they're happy.
On the contrary, Gigi looks so good. You look good tonight, Gigi.
You look good. I love her natural hair.
We got a few DMs about how good Gigi looked, and I have to agree.
Mm-hmm. She sure did. Okay, so let's talk about Kenny and Kelly. Ugh.
Do we have to?
Yeah, this one's kind of interesting to me. I liked Kenny's takeaway from the show. So he said he will never be embarrassed by anything again. So I think that what showed up when he got rejected by Kelly was just a lot of embarrassment.
He said that.
Yeah.
I felt guilt and embarrassment.
Guilt and embarrassment. Doing that in front of his family, pulling his family into this process, and that happening. And you could tell that interaction with that producer, how he was guarded.
After the,
He got crushed, he was embarrassed, and he got...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk to that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. So his biggest takeaway, I'm not going to be embarrassed by anything again. And it set him up so that, I think that heartbreak and realizing that it set him up to be more open into this new relationship.
Sounds like they're in a really good place.
It does. Yeah. To be honest, I liked... Overall, the show set these people up to be better off.
Yeah, we said this earlier. They all talk about how much better they are for being on the show, and he seems to be like the flag bearer of this.
Yeah. And when do you see that on reality TV, where you have this discourse at the end of a show?
Excellent point.
Have you ever seen that?
No. No, it's like junky garbage stuff.
It's like after Survivor, like the contestants are getting together and being like, I'm better off now. The winner.
I'm not 100, so I've never seen Survivor.
Sorry.
But I heard there's a dude, Rob, who lost a lot of weight. Is he not better off now? No, Rob, is that
he's
right?
He's never lost any weight. He gained a lot of weight.
Damn it.
Okay, we'll go Survivor route.
No, but you're right. It's like really, it's like garbage TV. You don't end up better off for it. But these people really genuinely seem like more open and accepting and empathetic. Kenny's in a great relationship. He's given his spiel tonight, and despite not knowing what sugarcoating means, I thought he's really articulate. He's really well-spoken. Mm-hmm. I can see why Kelly's mom said, oh, God, I love this guy.
Because mm-hmm.
I do, too. He just seems like a genuine, down-to-earth, likable dude, doesn't mm-hmm. he?
Yeah? He does.
And he came across like that tonight. And to his girlfriend, shouts to you, come on the pod. We'd love to have you. Tell us about how open he is with you. It's blindideas@gmail.com. We can set that up.
Yeah. Okay. This is coming up for me.
Yeah, laugh at my joke real quick before
sorry.
You...
I'm so sorry, my head just went into this dynamic of a reality show giving growth to an individual, right? Okay. And them showing that, I think this, I see this on Bachelor, but they never really speak to it. It's like I notice it with the girls that get broken up with. So Victoria F, should I even talk about it? We just had the Women Tell All, and the contestant that just got broken up with, she's like the third runner up. She showed up so much more mature in this interview versus when she was on the show. So I think it does, we just never acknowledge it. So with this, I love this reunion show because they're actually acknowledging it and saying, hey, this, with Kenny, it was like, a lot of times just heartbreak brings growth. Heartbreak's like, you know, and it's...
What a great quote. It does. Heartbreak brings growth. You like self-reflect and and these people obviously
you
did.
You mature from it, and Kenny, I'm really happy for you.
Yeah, same.
That girlfriend's really lucky.
It seems like she is.
Kelly dumped him.
Yeah. And so he's better off,
Oh, he totally is. Kelly then gets really emotional.
Oh, yeah. She talks about having a lot of emotions for everyone.
Yes. And she said reliving it brought up so every emotion. She did say that her and Kenny agreed to the I don't before the wedding.
Which is not true.
That can't be true.
Look at how he handled the situation. Yeah. He did not know that was going to happen.
She posted that on social media, too. She's agreed before we were on the same page. Like, almost like on a defensive... She's taking a defensive stance. Like, I didn't break his heart. He knew I was going to say I don't. There's no way. He was heartbroken. That was real.
That conversation with the producer...
He was embarrassed.
...in the wine cellar after the wedding, where he's like, I don't know. Look, she just broke my heart, and I don't know if we'll ever be together. He was shocked. Yeah. There's no way he walked in there knowing she's going to say no. Yeah. There's no way.
And so she said they agreed to I don'ts.
Nope.
And then something about wanting to continue to date.
This is what confused me.
Yeah, what was she talking about there?
Was she saying...
Hey, we agreed that we would continue to date?
She was... Look, I said this to you during the thing. It sounded like she was saying... After I said no, I wanted to date him, and he was not open to that. Is that what you got from it?
Oh, okay.
No?
I know, talking through it now, that's probably it. I thought maybe they agreed, kind of like Gigi and Damien. Mm. Hey, we're not going to say I do, we're going to say I don't, but we're going to continue to date.
Okay. Maybe that's what happened to... I don't know. I'm just interpreting the...
Apparently, they were not on the same page either.
If only we had, like, a host, they could, like, dive into some of this stuff and give the fans some effing answers here.
Right! Like, ask that! Oh, my gosh.
So, wait a minute. Are you saying you wanted to date after you said... Come on, Nick.
Right.
Obviously, Nick Lachey. Come on here, dude. Damn.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, I'm very worked up right now.
Yeah, well, you should be. Should be. Okay. Okay, so Amber and Barnett. Okay, they're for sure... They're our favorite, right? Like, I root for them because... I have a thing for the underdog.
Yeah.
And Lauren and Cameron, yes, of course we love them. But they have so much fanfare and they're so perfect that I'm like, okay, I'm over that. I love a little bit of a project and I love a little bit of the underdog.
Well, it just feels more real.
Oh my gosh, it does, right?
Like, everything can't be perfect forever. And yo, hey, Cam, spoiler alert, there's going to be 75 zillion dudes spitting at your girl for the rest of your life. So, good luck, homie. Amber and Barnett feel like they went through this, like... She even said, like, it was really hard, and I thought about getting a divorce, and I was going to call and ask about getting a lawyer, and it just felt... these guys are young. Mm-hmm. They're young. How old are Amber and Burnett? You have no idea. I hate to put you on the spot.
Yeah, I have no idea.
25? 28?
I think they're more like... Yeah, I was going to say 27-ish.
Yeah, I think Barnett's 27. I don't know how old Amber is. But they're young to, like, go through this stuff, and I felt like they handled it, all things considered, really well.
Yeah, and she said that. She was like, hey... I'm proud of how far we've come and was really real about just their life pre-show, right? Like, she's a cocktail waitress. He was a bachelor. And she's like, we lived these lives, and then we have to figure out how to live these lives together, hang out, and party together. You know, because they're just, she's like, that's what we like to do. We like to have fun. We like to laugh. And it was hard to figure out how to do that together.
I love them.
I do too.
I can't help it. I love them.
Yeah. She says they butted heads a lot that could be really intense, but they just figured out how to handle that. And another big thing they touched on was just the expectations they had of each other. Mm. Once they stopped forcing expectations, it was like they were free to just, like, enjoy each other.
This is, like, an immature part of a relationship. And we've been seeing this on MAFS this season of, like, this is not what a wife does. Like, a husband speaking. This is not what a wife does. Well, like, fam, it's not a wife. It's like your partner, and they're a unique person that bring, like, unique things to the table. So you can't just, like, come in with this box that they have to fit in. And especially these two, like, they're really unique personalities. You got to figure out how the relationship works and not the role that you're going to play in it.
And I just picture this, like, opening. Like, if they just open to all the goodness that each of them has.
And it sounds like they've just gotten like this there.
Beautiful thing.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good to see.
And the struggle to get there, I think, will just make them stronger in the end. I hope it works out for them.
Me too.
I'm really rooting for them.
Me too.
But it's okay if it doesn't.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Agreed. Yeah.
Okay, Jessica and Mark. So we dive into this relationship. We watch it back. It just becomes so obvious. I use the word conflicted with Carlton. With Jessica, it's like she's just fighting against herself. And Mark said that. Remember him saying, like, hey, I can see her fighting against herself. Mark could see it. She just, there was something about Mark she loved, but she just couldn't get there.
And the creator talks about this on that podcast we just mentioned, Wait, There's More, I think that's the name of it, where he's like, she had some doubts going in, and she wanted everybody else to have those doubts. And when she was reaching out to people, Kelly, Amber, and these people, they were like, no, things are great. And so she was like,
she didn't know what to do with them.
She's like doubling down on her own doubt. Mm-hmm. Like, wait, is this not working for us because mm-hmm. of that? So
she said, in her words, she said, it was obvious I was working through things. She goes, I didn't like what I saw, and it was really disturbing. So for her, watching it back was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What a perfect view of your own dysfunction.
Could you imagine? I'd be mortified to watch myself go through something like this.
But if you go in with the right intention, that's like, think of how helpful that could be in future relationships.
Well, she's in a way better spot now.
Right? Yeah. Like, she could like see, like, here's what I do to self-sabotage. I know Gigi says that. Okay, but it's really Jessica. It's really Jessica that does it. So,
and then we get into the happy couple.
Oh, yeah. Like, act all bored. Cameron and Lauren. They have a puppy. So we got
a baby.
We got a fur baby.
We got a baby. We got a Love is Blind baby. Spark. What up, Spark?
So good. So good. They do ask, the host asks them about having kids, and
they've talked about it. It could be Drake. It could be Obama. I love this line so much.
It just shows Lauren's personality. She's so
fun. This, you said this right now, in this moment in the recap here. You were like, they should host. She should host.
She should host.
She's good.
She is. And Cameron could just stand by her side.
Cameron, you look good, my guy. You've like mm-hmm. thinned out and bulked mm-hmm. up somehow, both those things. You look good.
Yeah.
Like, you still look like a goober, and you dress like a dad. Like, somebody get this guy an outfit that fits him. What suit and shirt was he wearing tonight? His dad's? It's like embarrassing.
This photo
going around of him in the joggers with the button-up shirt and the suit jacket. Like, I appreciate the progress that we've made, but somebody help my guy here.
Lauren is helping him. Baby steps, Nate. They talked about they had Thanksgiving with both families and
Papa
integrating
Speed.
The families. Yeah. And they just seem to be... just seem to be thriving, really happy. Then it, of course, goes back to Vanessa and Nick. We wanted to end with them. And she's crying. I have thoughts on Vanessa having so many thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, was that the platform for her to just be on and on?
This is what they've set up all night. But no, we don't care.
We don't.
Some people care. I shouldn't say that. But all I wanted tonight was updates and, like, more about Damien and Gigi, what's going on there.
Yeah,
and more
about. I want to know how Vanessa felt about the experience.
Exactly.
Just like you guys don't want to know how we feel about the experience.
Yeah, here we are. Okay, we're wrong.
I'm judging Vanessa for that, and this is our whole platform.
You're right. Thank you for embarrassing me in front of my 15,000 closest friends.
If we could get the cast members on, we'd be letting them talk.
Exactly.
I swear.
Exactly.
Okay. Anyways, they end the reunion and ask everybody, is love really blind? And what happens, Nate?
Everybody raises Amber, both hands up. The whole cast raises their hands. Love is blind. They believe it. As long as you're a 7, love is blind.
Should we get into that?
No.
No, another time. No, another time. Anyways, that was the reunion.
It was
fun.
How
do you feel? You feel satisfied?
It was fun. No, I want more.
I want more, too.
I want more.
How are we going to do that?
I cannot believe they didn't announce a second season tonight.
Oh my gosh, season two Dallas? Come on. How soon?
They got to be going, right? They got to be going.
Guys, we'll just do like a quick check-in every week with you guys. Just like, it'll probably be like a 5-minute podcast of us telling you how the weather in Salt Lake is.
Yeah, it was springy
until
today. It was
just
nice.
Until season two starts, okay? Because we don't want to lose this.
And we miss you, yeah.
We do. So keep in touch.
Twitter, @blindidos. Instagram, @blind.i.dos. Mm-hmm. blindidos@gmail.com.
We've been getting some emails.
It's been so fun.
Share anything you're reading.
Oh my God, yeah. People send us articles and podcasts. It like is life-changing. Thank you.
Yeah, so
people complimenting me makes me
Send Nate all the compliments.
Please.
No
one needs it more.
He needs a lot of affirmation and I just can't keep up.
From strangers, thank you.
It's so true. There's only so much love I can give. He needs like all 14,000 of you.
We passed 15 tonight. Why you
sure
don't
did.
Undersell us.
Anyways, okay, well it's been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
We could never have imagined it'd be like this, so.
Send us your blind date stories. We got blind date stories. We're going to read them next week. We're going to try it out and see how it goes.
Like I said, we're going to do a quick little week check-ins.
We got some really, really touching blind date stories we're going to share with you. Give us more. If you have them, send it to us. Gmail, blindidos@gmail.com. Keep them shortish because they're like hard to follow if they get too long. So, but those of you who sent them, we love them. Seriously, they're like so fun to read.
Yeah,
so thank
Jennifer,
you.
Jennifer, we'll be reading yours.
Oh, yeah. It was really,
really
good.
Touching.
Yeah, it's cute.
Anyways, thank you guys.
All right, guys. Like, subscribe, tell your friends. See ya.